I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. You might be familiar with this. I'm still here. Several things. I was inspired to review again. A video was done in December, I just checked, called Children of the Great Reset. I'll include the link in the email. And actually, I'll even put a couple of photos from that that video. Because, you know, there's one photo of a little girl sitting isolated from others, and all the kids are isolated. She's sitting there eating, I guess, a hamburger or something. And just the expression on her face. That's not the way you treat children. There's another picture of a little girl wearing a really serious mask and a tear in her eye, which fits. And then there's another one that I think is very poignant. You see the back of a young child looking at a playground, and it's all roped off, so they can't, you know. And I you know, I remember once in one of the videos I did, I spoke of the joy I had as a young kid when I would go with my mom and dad to the drive-in theater. You know, one thing was great. We went and saw movies, you know, and especially because I think one of the movies we saw there was The Longest Day, which I think was an excellent movie. But it was long also, and therefore it had an intermission back when that was more common. And during the intermission, I'd go to the playground at the drive-in theater. And I remember as a kid, because that playground was different. I mean, it's nothing compared to the modern plastic ones, but still, it had the big things there, that and it was marvelous. And I remember the enthusiasm I had to do that. And I can imagine what it's like when I see this picture of this child. And the drive that child probably has, this is where I go and play. And right now they say no. And, you know, it's a concern. Because one of the other things that is becoming more readily apparent is what's happening to young kids. The evidence of the fact that there's effectively no impact to young kids because of this dreaded pandemic that basically is killing no one is horrendous. I mean, the there is no evidence it's causing them harm. On the contrary, the lockdowns, the vaccines, and the other things are causing great harm, to the point that apparently things like self-harm or suicides have gone up by a factor of 2 to 4. Not just, you know, 10% or 20% or whatnot, but 2 to 4 times. I have young kids. What's happened to my young kids? If my young kids are wearing masks, are they like these kids in the video that I'll give you the link for? Are my young kids being denied childhood? Do they live in fear? Do they think because authorities have said, wear a mask because it's loving? Whereas there is absolutely zero evidence for this. I do find it fascinating. There are apparently a number more people who are actually going and saying, "Excuse me, you're putting in laws in place. Show one piece of evidence where masks help." All the studies show masks are ineffective, and that's why we need to double mask and triple mask. It's stupid. That's why I continue to say the mask today is the armband of 100 years ago. It is the exact same thing. And what does it do to my kids? My kids who were told, listen to the state authorities because they're telling you what's true. Listen to the institutional church because they're telling you what's true. Avoid your dad because he keeps pointing to the Bible as his reference. We've got to stop that. We don't want them to see that kind of love, do we? It concerns me greatly. And maybe I'm a bit frustrated. One, obviously, because thinking of my own kids, but I'm also involved in three dialogues with others. Actually, four. Maybe even five. On the events that are happening right now. And, you know, I gave you in my email the one I sent yesterday, which was just a quick smattering of some history. And you see, the thing that I find so extremely important is you can trace through the history. I show recent things. I think there was the quote from Rockefeller about we're waiting for the epidemic, the event. And of course, obviously, we have it now. But that was in the 1990s. And then, point out various other things that were all this kind of the setup, going back to how the allopathic medical training, the takeover of institutionalized medicine occurred by, again, the Rockefellers in the U.S. And I gave you the evidence. So this is 100 years building, and I've showed evidence of how the tax system was used to bring the state control of marriage into existence in the 1920s with the American Uniform Marriage and Marriage Licensing Act. I mean, check this. That's the name of it. And then it became now after almost 100 years, people assume, oh yeah, the state defines marriage. No, the Lord does. The Lord does. But that was just kind of the state takeover. The institutional church takeover was with the Council of Trent in the 1500s and the Book of Common Prayer in the 1600s. Because before that, people would simply acknowledge the Lord. So you go all the way back to God's first command to man, be fruitful and multiply, which seeded families. So the first command from the Lord seeded families. And what does the devil want to do? Destroy families. He's been doing it for 6,000 years. It is one consistent story. And it concerns me. It concerns me greatly. So I have continued to argue the case, and I did again with a friend today because, one of the things I did is I pointed to, back in June of last year, I asked about, the Vax2 video and if George's name should be on the bus. I used that picture in my email today because, there were emotional arguments given. There were other, maybe I'll put it in the email. I'll put my arguments in the email because people are playing on emotions. They're using credentials, not evidence. It's a fundamental thing to understand. People are given credentials. One of the stupidest phrases that people cling to is scientific consensus. That's stupid. That's really, really stupid. Scientific consensus, that makes absolutely no sense. Science is evidence-based. It is not consensus-based. That's stupid. I am concerned. When you look at those pictures of those kids in that Children of the Great Reset video, and I wonder about my own kids, and I wonder about the arguments people make because it's emotional. My argument in my email, the Lord, you know, calls us to, you know, the dialegomai is in often translated in English as reason together. Calls us to use our minds. And if we base our life on ooh-ah of emotions, we're marketed and we're being led down a path that doesn't end well. I have kids and I have a wife that I love. The other example I use is the example of Ezekiel and his comments about the watchman. And I also quoted, well, it's in the email, Paul's comment, "I proclaim this, I'm innocent of your blood." Well, I'm trying to proclaim this to others, but most importantly to my family, because I am biased. I love my kids, and I think I will continue. Yes, it was not a scientifically based fact, but that picture I used, that, you know, 4 hugs a day is minimum. Yeah, that was kind of a, you know, just a quaint line, granted. But I know what it is to be hugged by my lady. And I know what it's like not to be hugged by my lady. Dorothy Jane, I need a hug. I love you.